Hey guys, the Tom and Laura podcast is currently loading. It's driven by Blaze Alexander Ford, Route 45, Lewisburg.
While you guys are waiting for all of the fun, make sure to follow 94KX and Tom and Laura on Instagram. And don't forget, like 94KX on Facebook.
Tom and Laura in the morning, 94KX at 6:13. We've talked about it all week. This wood mode thing is top news. We had attorney Joel Wiest on the show yesterday. And now we have a little thing for you on our website, which is kind of interesting. Go to WQKX.com and click on the Wood Mode Moving Forward tab, and you get everything you need.
That's awesome.
I mean, all the news coverage, you know, some stories you may not have heard, and some job fairs, business offerings, free stuff like legal and financial planning assistance. It's just all on there, and we want you to do that. The numbers, every time you talk to somebody out there in the street, they're, oh, yeah, let's see, 800 people with that, 900 people. There's over 1,000 people. I'm going to go to our own website to find out what the exact number out. Is.
Yeah, that's a really excellent question. I mean, obviously, many, many, many people are impacted. Mm-hmm. And in our little region, even if you're talking about 200 people, 300 people, that's still a big number.
Yes. Yes. And you mentioned it yesterday when Attorney Wiest was here. It also affects the economy. So not only the people and the families from Wood Mode, but I always think of that little mini mart that's close by there.
Right.
And on 522, that place, it might still be a Tasty Freeze, but that little, you know, they're going to be impacted.
Well, of course, because on your way to work, you stop, you get your coffee, you get your snack for later. Yep. Maybe you fill up. Same thing on the way home from work. You grab a burger, you grab an ice cream. Mm-hmm. And when you say 800 people, that's 800 employees. Now, if every employee just has a spouse or significant other, well, double it. That's 1,600.
Yeah.
But then if each of those has one kiddo, well, then triple it. Right? Do you see where I'm going?
Yeah. So you're talking about businesses in Middleburg, Cramer, even Sealands Grove, like being impacted by this. It's very sad. I don't think we realize the impact sometimes, but it's going to be big in Snyder County.
I think I said this yesterday when Attorney Wiest was here. It is nice, though, to see all of the other organizations that are sort of mobilizing in light of this closure. Greater Susquehanna Valley United Way, boom, resources up online. Career Link, same thing, boom, resources up online. People sharing things, putting out on Facebook. Actually, I work for this company. We have job openings. Let's, you know, let's post these things here. And then there are these huge threads on Facebook, which we joke, the book of faces, ha, ha, ha.
Yeah,
but no, but seriously, now social media, it's a great tool. It's wonderful.
So people, if this is impacting you, feel free to log on WQKX.com and click on Wood Mode Moving Forward. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. News coming up next. A check on sports and a check on AccuWeather. We were just talking about our moving forward button that's at WQKX.com and the situation involving all those former Wood Mode employees. We have somebody on the Ford fun line now. What's up?
Yeah, Tom.
Yeah.
Hey, this is JJ from Beavertown.
Hey, JJ, what's up?
Hey, I would like you to do me a great big favor.
Okay.
To all the employees from Wood Mode, I would like to hear a thank you for being a friend.
Aw.
And let me tell you, Tom, that took a big toll on me. And we lost our jobs.
I'm sorry, JJ. I'm so sorry. This is why we're trying to help out at the radio station, bud.
I think that's great what you guys are all doing.
Listen, JJ, we're just a resource. I mean, we just want to make it easy for folks to find help, to have questions answered if you need employment resources or legal advice. We just want to make it a click away. Honestly, we're not doing much. Our hearts just go out to all of you.
Just get the word out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Whatever you guys hear, just get it out to them.
Yep.
Because right now I'm on like long-term disability. But I worked there for 21 years.
Oh my, JJ.
I had a stroke and I got moya in my brain.
Oh boy. Hang on a second. I'm going to keep talking to him. Wow. Wow. That's, wow.
Well, I mean.
That's just one example right there.
It's just one example. I'm sure there are hundreds, if not thousands. Do the math, right? 800 employees affected. The average family in the United States is a family of four. That's 3,200 individuals that are affected in some way, shape, or form by this plant closing. That's awful. They make movies about stuff like this.
Yes, they do. Yep. Wow. Hey, if you need our help, WQKX.com. Thank you, Joe. This Mark Lawrence guy.
He
can hang out here.
I was going to say, he can
wants.
Be hanging out with us. Hi, good morning.
I am so glad Matt's not here.
Tell us how you really feel.
We're going to have some fun.
We're going to have some fun this morning.
Well, and Taylor's in the newsroom, too, so invite her over.
Okay. How do you do it? All five radio stations, besides running up and down the hall with headphones on like you do.
Oh, every newscast is unique and has a different setup and a different priority. No, they're all the same with a different open. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. That's
it. Well, then that's not too bad.
So there's no magic at all. It's Tom and Laura in the morning.
And we're driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always worth the drive to Route 45.
94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. We got a whole big party going on here. It's
I don't want to say it, but I kind of like having multiple people here in the morning because we get to talk to lots of different folks. Nothing against news guy Matt.
But
like having Mark Lawrence come in and chit-chat. Yeah. We have Taylor, one of our weekend news anchors. She's in the newsroom helping.
Hi, everybody.
Right? I mean, it's great to have almost like, it's a flashback Friday and it's a party.
Mm-hmm. I think so.
It's amazing.
Still the three generations of Tom and Laura in the morning, because mm-hmm. Taylor's mm-hmm. young. Could I ask you how old you are?
23.
Okay, so she's 2 years younger than news guy Matt.
Wow.
Oh, no, he just turned 26.
He just turned 26.
That's right, his birthday was just this week.
She's 23. I got socks older than that.
Oh, stop.
And they don't have holes in them yet.
How?
Anyway.
What kind of socks are you buying?
Yeah.
Where do you live?
Millersburg, Pennsylvania.
Okay. Do you live with your family?
Yes, I do. I live with my mom.
Yeah, this is cool. This is going to tie into it. I read this morning, and it made me very sad. Generations ago, mm-hmm. more than 3/4 of families all sat down at the dinner table and ate dinner together. That was 3 generations ago. That number has been rapidly falling. Isn't that sad?
It's because we're so busy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I guess.
Honestly, kiddos these days, and not Taylor, I'm not calling you a kiddo, but in general, families have kids involved in so much that mm-hmm. I feel like they're always eating on the go.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but even inside the house, the article says that, you know, food is just cooked and just slung out there. And so,
but where are folks eating?
On the couch or in their bedrooms, or like they don't sit down as a family anymore. It made me sad because when my kids were growing up, mm-hmm. Fran Bogovich, God bless her. I wonder if she's still around. She was the kindest lady in Northumberland.
Okay.
She said to me once, because she saw me walking in the park with my little kids. And she said, "Are you Tom Morgan?" I said, "Yeah." She goes, "Oh, what a lovely little girl." And she says, "Have dinner every night." I was like, "Well, we do. You got to feed these kids."
Yeah, right?
What do you do? Just set them loose.
Fend for yourself, not on a tree branch.
And she said, "No, sit down with them." She said, "I raised 5 boys." And she said, "And even if they were at wrestling practice or baseball or whatever, we all waited. Mm-hmm. And we had mm-hmm. dinner together as a family."
That's what my family did. We always waited for my dad.
But like 48% of us eat dinner with our families now. That's the minority. 52% of families aren't eating dinner together.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's sad.
It is. I mean, I remember me and my sister growing up. We ate dinner a lot together, but now my sister's all grown up. I'm all grown up now. My mom travels for work. I go to work to and from. So it's just kind of, do you fend for yourself?
Made me feel a little bad because, you know, back in the old days when everybody ate dinner together, it was beautiful.
I had a funny thing happen today at work. When I left the office, I had trouble unlocking my car. Then I realized I had the wrong set of keys.
Did somebody take your keys?
Can I finish the story?
Oh, jeez. Honey, do you want to go to pottery class with me this weekend? I wish you were dead.
You do not talk to me like that. You don't talk to me like that. I work too hard.
Little Saturday Night Live. Little Will
Ferrell.
You know what I mean? Little Will Ferrell.
I don't care what you are.
This isn't what my dinners were like back then, but
I drive a Dodge Stratus.
Are they now?
No.
Do you want to finish that statement?
Such a warm and friendly word. K94KX. Tom and Laura in the morning. News on the way next to check on sports and AccuWeather. And then it's Flashback Friday. The Ford Fun Line is wide open, or the text club. Let us know what you want to hear. And we'll play for the next 2 hours. Let's go party mode today.
All right.
All right.
Maybe we could take like a headbanging video or something. Although, you know what?
I want to sprain my neck.
No, I know it. So after the one that, when Queen was released, the movie, oh my gosh, like my neck hurt the next day. I can't headbang like I used to.
Are you saying you're getting old? Is that what you're telling me right now?
Nope.
I didn't think so.
No, but for real, let's go full party mode.
Let's go full party mode.
Intern Jordan just walked in.
Oh, she's ready to go. Mm-hmm. She's ready to party. Look at her smiling. here's what I'm going to do. Speaking of party, today's Tom and Laura's healthy bonus buy item of the day is a watermelon.
Well, so how are you going to party with a watermelon?
We're going to slice the thing in half and we're going to fill it with booze.
All right. I'm not even going to argue.
It's going to be a great work day.
What kind of booze are we filling it with?
I don't know. What do you do? Rum, a little vodka, a little, you know, I don't know.
A little of this, a little of that. Yeah. Well, you have to drill the hole, though, and make it a spout. Like, why slice it in half? No. You fill the whole watermelon. Seriously. And then you, like, take your drill bit with, like, a spatula on the end of it, put it down inside that hole, and zhuzh it up so it becomes, like, a watermelon slushy.
Not that you've ever done this before.
I've never done it before ever in my life.
Your friends told you about it.
My friends told me about it. I also saw, I might have seen something online. I'm not sure.
Okay. Well, let's
do it
today.
I've never done that before ever for a picnic.
Watermelon, $3.99 each.
That's what you need to remember for our man, Sean Carey. In the midday, he'll ask you for that item and price, and you could get yourself a $50 gift card to Giant. Quality selection, savings every single day.
Now that's party music. That's what we're talking about. That's Flashback Friday, right there. 94KX, Tom and Laura in the morning. Thanks, woo! Amy, for texting that one in.
That was a good one.
Yeah, that got us ready to party in the pool even. You know what I mean?
Call 800-326-94KX.
Party in Knoebels Pool for Cosmos Coin Dive. Be caller number 4 right now on the Ford Fun Line to qualify your kiddo. Between 5 and 12 only, please. Swimmers only, please. 1-800-326-94KX. Good luck.
94KX, this is caller 4 on the Ford Fun Line.
Hi.
Hi, who's this?
This is Katie.
Hi, Katie, where are you calling from?
My car, but I live in Sealsgrove.
All right, you live in your car in Sealsgrove?
No.
I'm kidding. Anyway, Katie, you got a youngster who wants to go swimming?
I have 4, so.
You got to pick the best swimmer.
Pick the best swimmer. Pick one to just go and win it all for the entire team.
Okay.
All right. Who do you want to pick? Are you going to go on record?
I'm going to go with Ian.
Ian. All right, Ian, you're in.
Congratulations.
Oh, my gosh. Awesome.
KX on a Flashback Friday. There you go, Kelly. Thanks for texting that one in. The purple one and purple rain. Are you going to be okay over there?
No, this is amazing. This is why I love bringing young people into the studio.
You're one of the smartest people I know, but sometimes you turn into a 5-year-old kid.
Yep.
And it's like I have to sit you down.
13. It's more like 13. It's more like 13.
We were talking about TikTok.
Yes.
And you said it's like something else, and I didn't know what it was.
Dub Smash.
But all kids nowadays are doing these TikTok videos. Jordan, of course, knew all about it.
I'm not doing them. What you're talking about.
So you're not TikToking.
I'm not TikToking.
So now,
see, Dub Smash was like a video app a couple years ago that went really popular because you could lip sync with songs, and then me and my family would like send them back and forth to each other with movie quotes and stuff. It was really funny.
So now you're going to be doing that.
I think I'm going to get on TikTok.
I love this.
Oh boy, are you going to rope me into it too?
Of course I am.
Okay.
I think we need to do one this morning. I need to figure out how it works.
I'm 100% about this.
Is it approved?
You're gonna help?
Intern Jordan approved?
I will help you guys.
Awesome. Intern Jordan produced and approved. How about that?
Huh? Producer Jordan.
Yeah. Hey, she's going to help us with the birthday buddies coming up. First, the celebrity musical birthday buddies. Andrea Corr is 45 years old today. The tin whistle player for the Corrs.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there you go. I don't really see too much anybody here, but Enya. Enya is 58 years old today.
I can't remember the words.
And that's okay. Because we're not going to see.
Everyone listening knows what song I'm talking about.
Yes. Do you know she's the second biggest Irish artist ever behind U2? Enya.
That makes sense.
I don't think
I do like a little. I do like a little mood music, like at the spa, for example, a little Enya with like whale noises in the background. Like I need some like nature inspiration with my spiritual, celestial Enya.
Where the hell
music.
Are we going with this?
We're going to. It's time for Tom and Laura's
birthday buddies. Hey, happy birthday to Connie Erdley. She's from, look at this, Blue Hill, Pennsylvania. That's like where
That's
we
down
are.
Down the street.
Yeah, just down the street. She's 64 years old today. Happy birthday, Connie.
Happy birthday to Patricia Harris. She is 71 today.
Happy birthday to Kathy Masker. She is 44.
Ida Boninger is 32 today.
Rosemary Holmes is 75.
What's up, Holmes?
Chris Reich from Sunbury is 54.
Jess Portsline from Cole Township is 35 today.
Stephanie Smith from Elizabethville is 37.
All right. And messaged in this morning from Mom Chrissy. Happy birthday to her son, Jamie Hoover, who's 11 years old today. He's probably on the way to school.
We have a couple of anniversaries.
Oh, yeah?
Amy Keister Miller and her hubby are celebrating 10 years. Technically, it was yesterday, but a very happy decade to you both of wedded
bliss. Is this anniversary buddies?
It can be anniversary buddies. That's all right. Hold on. I feel like I had one more on Facebook. Oh, yes. Scott Suloff from Sunbury. 24 years old. And then Brian Suloff's parents, Tim and Kathy from Point Township, are celebrating. This is a big one.
All right.
Their 51st wedding anniversary.
Wow. Right. They're friends of mine. They're great people, too.
So 51 years of wedded bliss tomorrow.
We were soccer buddies for generations.
Oh, that's cool.
There you go. Everybody's got a birthday.
And we love to celebrate them. So you can make like the Suloffs did and message us on the 94KX Facebook page. You can always text us at 49330 or you can call on the Ford Fun line, 1-800-326-94KX. Each and every weekday morning, it's Tom and Laura's
Birthday Buddies
on 94.
Before you get your ticket and your popcorn, see what Movie Mike has to say. Here's this week's Movie Mike film review on 94KX.
Sponsored by the Campus Theater in downtown Lewisburg, now showing Shazam. For showtimes and other information, please visit their website, campustheater.org. All the best moments from The Hustle are in the trailer, but the trailer isn't funny, so you can imagine what a dead zone the rest of the movie is.
Oh my.
Anne Hathaway plays an elegant, high-class con artist, and Rebel Wilson is a low-rent grifter. The two make a bet as to which one can first bilk a tech millionaire vacationing in the south of France. As you may know, this is a gender-flipped remake of the 1988 Steve Martin Michael Caine comedy Dirty Rotten Scoundrels. The movie replicates a couple of the most famous moments from that film, but what it comes up with is just a pale imitation with none of the comedic inspiration. Even if you've never seen Dirty Rotten Scoundrels, The Hustle doesn't cut it. For a movie about con artists to succeed, it's vital for the scam to be set up thoroughly. We need to understand what the grifters are trying to accomplish. We also need to see the victim get sucked into it so that the stakes seem real. The Hustle has an annoying tendency to rush through those crucial elements, effectively making the cons far less engrossing than they should be. What's ironic here is that Hathaway and Wilson have decent chemistry together. I'd love to see them team up in a much better movie. But they're in this one, which didn't give me a single good laugh. The Hustle definitely seems like a con because you'll feel ripped off after it's over. On a scale of 1 to 4, I give it 1.5, Ruprecht the Monkey Boys.
That makes me so sad.
It's terrible. And for those who don't know what I meant, Ruprecht the Monkey Boy is a famous scene from Dirty Rotten Scoundrels.
Yes, it is.
Steve Martin, Google it. But yeah, I mean, you know, stay home and watch Dirty Rotten Scoundrels again. That's a great movie. I've watched it within the last year. It holds up. One of my favorite comedies, and this movie's just a pale imitation.
You did not laugh one single time, as you said?
No, not once. I just kind of sat there looking at the screen and just waiting for... I think there was one thing where I kind of went, but that was about it.
That makes me so sad because I do like Anne Hathaway, and Rebel Wilson is hilarious.
Yeah, they're both great
Even
actresses.
The interviews for the press tours that they've been giving on late night television and stuff.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, is she so funny. Did you know she's a lawyer in Australia?
Really?
She has her law degree, like is licensed to practice law. She's a smart individual.
I'd hire her just, you know, so I could say Rebel Wilson was my attorney.
Right?
Somebody sue me.
Right?
So I can hire her.
Anyway, that's all.
I think that movie maker is on the phone with you right now.
Yeah, maybe.
Sad times.
Mike, have a good weekend.
Thanks, you too.
Bye.
Do it, Mike. Do it. I have been on occasion. Tom and Laura in the morning.
Do you hear this?
It's just, we're flashing back in weird kind of ways today. Laura's pulled up a clip from the Carol Burnett Show, in which they are covering the song Feeling Groovy. That is one big flashback.
Glenn Verdon. Mm-hmm. And, of course, on FX, there's that new Fosse Verdon miniseries that's happening. Of course, if you're a fan of Michelle Williams, she does play Gwen Verdon. Mm-hmm. But it popped up, and I was just like, oh, it's the Carol Burnett Show. Let's click on this.
And then we started to dance the scene from the Carol Burnett Show, but with the sound down to Michael Jackson.
Exactly. And it was pretty groovy.
I think I broke my hip.
Okay, well, go just walk it off, Tommy. It'll be fine. Walk it off.
That's good.
Hey,
here's something that disappoints me heading into the weekend. In a new survey, the United States of America finishes number 2 for drunken behavior.
Who's number 1, pray tell?
The UK. The United Kingdom.
Oh, collectively?
Yeah, it just says UK, so it's not just England. I guess it's the whole...
So, England, Scotland, Ireland, and Wales. You've got the Irish in there. Of course they're number 1.
Well, you know what? This isn't written properly, then, because Ireland is separate.
Well, if you're saying the United Kingdom,
It says the UK is number 1. The average person in the UK gets drunk 51 days a year.
Listen, the Brits can drink.
Well, yeah.
So if you're English, like in England, like they can throw them back.
I had a buddy, Paul, who used to say, oh, did I get pissed last night? And I said, who are you mad at?
He was like,
no, you people here in America say drunk.
They get schnockered. Or pissed. One of the two.
There you have it. So the United States, the average person in the United States only gets drunk 50 days a year. So we lost by a day, America. This is not good. We need to step up the effort. Let's see what we can do in 2019. All right. The UK followed by America. Canada comes in third. Australia is next. Then Denmark. India. And then Ireland. You think Ireland would be up there? Those beer-drinking Irish guys like myself. Mexico is next, the Czech Republic, and rounding out the top 10, Finland.
Oh, the Finns.
98% of adults worldwide have tried alcohol at least once in their life. 98%.
Whoa.
Wow. 17% of us regret it when we get drunk. We regret it the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be everybody? But no, women are more likely to regret their drunkenness than men.
Well, yeah, because alcohol metabolizes differently in women than in men, and we tend to be more headachy the next day. Seriously.
Is that it? Bill Nye the Science Guy, is that it? Really?
Mm-hmm.
It has nothing to do with how much you drank or maybe what you did when you were drunk?
No.
No, it always has to do with metabolism. Is that what you're saying?
No, not metabolism, the way it metabolizes.
Whatever.
How it's processed in a female body versus a male body. Seriously.
You guys at the fire company, how are you metabolizing today? You all right with your breakfast?
I'm sure they're fine.
KX, taking the last dance with Donna Summer for the 70s disco era. That song was huge at my prom.
At your prom?
Yeah.
How many proms did you go to?
Let me see, 4, 5, 6, I don't know, 6 or 7, I guess. I don't remember.
You went to other schools' proms?
Yes.
Nice, me too.
No, I went to high school for 6 years.
Well, you never know.
No. Anyway, yes, everybody's got like a freak prom story too. Like, it doesn't have to be real bad. It's just something that was messed up or something. I think it was my senior prom. Mm-hmm. I ran 4 events in high school track districts. So I told the girl I was going to be late. I told her we're going to be late for the prom. Yeah, no problem. No problem.
Did she forget?
So I show up at her house,
mm-hmm.
and she opens the door, and I hand her flowers, and she throws them in my face.
What?
I knew the night wasn't going to go too smooth.
Why did she do that?
I don't know, Mary Kavanaugh. Why did you do that to me?
Oh, geez. Okay.
So how about you? Did you break up at the prom?
No.
You don't have a bad prom story?
No. I'm really sorry. I don't. I had a great time.
Everybody does. You got to have at least one.
I went to a bunch of proms as well. And
intern Jordan, do you have a bad prom story? Come here. I mean, everybody's got one. You don't have a bad prom story?
I went to Danville's prom. I went to North Schuylkill and... Southern's Mount Carmel. No.
Okay, so I'm not going to put the company out there. We're not going to do that. Right. But so they messed up the stitching on my dress, and then we just kind of like put my hair over it because it like popped
Somebody
out.
Somebody messed up your wardrobe malfunction. Yeah.
But then that's not the worst of it. Ooh. So my boyfriend, we told the people we didn't need a tie because he had his own. And there was one other thing that we said that we didn't need. I'm going to blank on it right now. But we said we don't need it. And then when we went to return his text, he was like, okay, well, you guys didn't return the tie. You're going to owe us money.
Are you kidding me?
And we were like, we didn't get a tie. We told you we didn't need one. And they were like, well, no, you have to return it. It says that you got one. And we're like,
we didn't get one.
We did not get a tie.
You know what? She just triggered something. I did have a little oops moment.
Was it a wardrobe malfunction?
It was. The strap on my shoe broke. Oh, but really? I had backup shoes. They were like,
of course you did.
They were strappy. And remember, friends, this was the late 90s. They were strappy, dyed to match to the color of the dress. Shoes with like little crystals.
Nice.
And the strap, I made it through the promenade and everything, and it was no problem. But the strap, I remember because it was held indoors at the elementary gym that year. And because it rained outside.
And the promenade is made by the people that make Gatorade, too.
So. Promenade, Gatorade, yep.
Yep, okay. All right, so yeah.
But basically, the strap of the shoe broke. But my mom just was like, oh, hold on. I have your, like, comfier shoes in the car. And I was like, great. And that was
I got my nose broken by a nosegay. And the worst thing that happened to you is a broken strap on your little high heel. Unbelievable.
There, now my mom's texting me, yeah, your shoe broke. And Dad had to go and get the other shoes.
Oh.
Yeah, but it was fine.
It was fine.
Jimmy Fallon last night with prom tweets.
Now I thought I would share some of my favorite prom fails from you guys. Here we go. This first one is from at BigHeadBenny13. He says, my friend used a text message signature that was his initials, JK. When he texted his crush asking her to go to the prom, she responded, thank God you're kidding.
Oh, yeah. Oh my.
Yeah, that's me, JK.
Yeah, JK.
This one's from at King Finesser. He says, my date and I each accidentally booked a limo. We found out too late to cancel and we didn't want to waste our money. So we ended up taking our own separate limos to the prom.
Come on.
This one's from at Andrea Winning.
Winning.
She says, my school rented the state aquarium for our prom, but a week before there was a chemical mix-up and all the fish died. Oh. We still had prom there, but all the tanks were empty.
At least they were empty.
Bad photos. Yeah, that's true. This one's from at ML Blazes. She says, our prom was held at a venue with floor-to-ceiling windows, so parents who arrived early to pick up their kids just stood outside staring at us like we're zoo animals.
Put your hand off of her. Get your hand off of her, mister.
This last one's from at Ryan Bartholomew. He says, when you are homeschooled and the only girl in your school is your sister, you are destined for a prom fail.
Oh, prom failure. I'm Laura. In the morning on a Flashback Friday.
That's right. You were driven by Blaze Alexander Ford Lewisburg. Always worth the drive down Route 45.
94KX. Who's on the Ford phone line?
Morgan, it's your favorite rabbit driver.
Hey!
Hey, Ryan, what's up?
What's up, Ryan?
Not much. Hey, I got that Will Smith Summertime song. I think it's called Summertime.
Summertime.
Yeah, that one. Why don't you throw that one?
We'll do it, and you get the whole bus dancing, okay?
Oh, I will. I'm starting to pick Sun Palmer's up right now.
All right, man.
Yeah. Thanks Thank you for listening.
We may or may not have had a little bit too much fun during that song. Thank you so much.
Oh, it's over.
Yeah, for your requests today.
It's over.
Including Rolling on the River, Catherine. Catherine, thank you for requesting that. I questioned whether we should play it.
No.
And when we did, the building became alive.
It's true.
Taylor in the news department dancing. Intern Jordan, just a little bit crazy.
Oh, yes.
You were feeling it, girl.
I love Tina.
You were feeling it. Of course, Laurie, you know she's always going to be nuts. And then we had a special dancer, Michelle Mertz, in the
Mertzy
studio.
In the house.
She was doing the Tina Turner moves.
She's amazing.
She is amazing. I hope she didn't break a hip.
No. She's limber. She's cool. She's groovy.
This is a good time today. Speaking of it. The Milton Beer Fest is coming up, and I want you guys to buy your tickets today.
There's some great music coming to Milton Beer Fest. Runaway Stroller being one of them. $35 gets you in the door, 2 to 6 p.m. on Saturday, June 8th. My goodness gracious, the lineup, of beverage suppliers.
Yes.
That's and I say name. Beverage, not just beer, because there's wine, beer, and spirits. And we talked about it yesterday on Thirsty Thursday, Tom.
Mm-hmm.
The Rum Luge.
The Rum Luge is coming back this year.
The Fountain of Rum.
We had a lot of fun at the Fountain of Rum last year. So
we did. I wonder, I mean, will it be gin? Will it be vodka? What will they bring this year? I don't know.
Who wants to party with 94KX? You do? We'll get your tickets. Visit Milton. PA.org.
Or head to our website, click on that Milton Beer Fest logo. It'll take you directly to the ticket link at WQK.
24KX and a Flashback Friday. What was that guy's name that put that?
Tom Miller.
Yeah.
He messaged in on the 94KX Facebook page. He wanted to hear
the Quad City DJs.
Quad City DJs.
I can't believe Sean Carey's the only guy that didn't dance in that last song. He's just sitting on the couch over there.
Here's the thing. It's Friday. Sean has had a long week.
You okay, bud? Yeah!
His foot was going. It was bouncing back and forth.
Well, he does have that ankle injury. We don't want to
get
hurt.
An ankle injury.
He does have an ankle injury.
I know, but...
That's the arthritis.
We don't have arthritis.
That's true, we don't.
We're not getting old.
No, we're not.
Okay, there you go. Sean Carey's next.
Sign me up.
All right. Yeah. Sean's on the way next. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Do you have plans, Tom?
I think I'm just laying low.
Same.
That's nice.
Same? Are we getting that
Actually, no, I lied. I'm going to see Whitesnake in Syracuse tonight.
I didn't know you were going to talk about that.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Watch for Snapchats.
Will you talk about it on Monday?
Yes, I will.
Here she goes again.
There she goes again.
She goes again on her own.